When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today. When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
I want to remind you of a powerful truth. Let God fight your battles for you. Have you ever felt like you're in a constant battle? Fighting against the challenges and obstacles that life throws your way? Do you find yourself exhausted, worn out, and wondering if there will ever be an end to the struggles you face? What if I told you that there is a way to find peace, victory, and triumph in the midst of your battles? The answer lies in learning to let God fight your battles for you. Today, I want to explore the transformative power of surrendering our battles to God and allowing Him to be our ultimate defender and protector. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the book of Exodus, we find the Israelites trapped between the Red Sea and the advancing Egyptian army. In that moment of fear and uncertainty, the response of Moses was remarkable. Listen to this. In Exodus 14, verse 14, Moses said to the people, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." This verse teaches us a crucial lesson. When we are faced with battles that seem insurmountable, we can trust God to fight on our behalf. Just like a child who runs to their father for protection and safety, we can run to our Heavenly Father and find refuge in His mighty arms. When we surrender our battles to God, we are acknowledging that He is far more capable of handling our struggles than we are. We are placing our trust in His infinite wisdom, power, and love. So, my friends, in the midst of life's fiercest storms and most daunting challenges, rather than struggling to stand on our own, we must remember that we serve a mighty God who calls us to lay down our burdens and trust in His unmatched power and divine intervention. Now, let us explore the challenge of fighting our own battles. When we insist on fighting our own battles, we often find ourselves caught in a cycle of frustration, anxiety, and exhaustion. We pour all our energy into trying to solve our problems, only to realize that our efforts are insufficient and inadequate. The truth is, we were never meant to carry the weight of our battles alone. God, in His infinite wisdom and love, desires to be our strength and our shield. In the book of Psalms, David, a man who faced numerous battles throughout his life, understood the importance of relying on God. He declares in Psalm 18, verses 2 to 3, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." David's words remind us that when we trust in God and call upon Him, He will be our deliverer and our salvation. Too often, we fall into the trap of believing that we have to have all the answers and solutions to our problems. We convince ourselves that we are strong enough, smart enough, or capable enough to handle everything on our own. However, this mindset only leads to pride and self-reliance, which ultimately leads to disappointment and failure. The Bible warns us in Proverbs 16, verse 18, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." When we humble ourselves and acknowledge our need for God's help, we open the door for His divine intervention in our lives. We allow Him to step into our battles and fight on our behalf. This doesn't mean that we sit back passively and do nothing. Rather, it means that we trust God to guide us, strengthen us, and give us the wisdom we need to face our challenges. In the New Testament, we see a powerful example of this in the story of the Apostle Paul. Despite facing numerous trials and tribulations, Paul learned to rely on God's strength rather than his own. In 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 to 10, he writes, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then—"
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
I am strong. Paul's words teach us a profound truth. When we embrace our weaknesses and rely on God's strength, we become truly strong. We discover that His grace is sufficient for us, and His power is made perfect in our weakness. This doesn't mean that our battles magically disappear, but it does mean that we face them with the assurance that God is with us every step of the way. So, my dear friends, I encourage you to release your grip on the battles you've been trying to fight on your own. Surrender them to God and trust in His ability to fight for you. When you do, you will experience a newfound sense of peace, strength, and victory in your life. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. God is always by your side, ready to take on your battles and lead you to triumph. As you continue to seek Him and rely on His strength, you will witness His mighty hand at work in your life. The folly of fighting our own battles is that we often underestimate the complexity and magnitude of the challenges we face. We think that by sheer determination and willpower, we can overcome any obstacle. However, the reality is that our human strength is limited, and there will always be battles that are beyond our capacity to handle alone. In the Old Testament, we see an example of this in the story of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. When faced with a vast army of enemies, Jehoshaphat acknowledged his own inability to fight this battle. He prayed in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, "O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." Jehoshaphat's prayer demonstrates the importance of recognizing our limitations and turning to God for help. When we try to fight our battles in our own strength, we often experience stress, worry, and fear. We become consumed by the challenges we face, and our peace is stolen from us. However, when we entrust our battles to God, we can experience a supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. As the Bible tells us in Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." My friends, I urge you to cast your burdens upon the Lord and allow Him to fight your battles. When you do, you will discover the freedom and joy that comes from trusting in His unfailing love and perfect plan for your life. Remember, He is the God who parted the Red Sea, who brought down the walls of Jericho, and who defeated the giants in the land of Canaan. He is more than able to handle any battle you face, no matter how big or small it may seem. Let us now look at the peace that comes from trusting God. When we make the decision to let God fight our battles, we open ourselves up to experiencing a peace that the world cannot give. This peace is not based on our circumstances or the outcome of our battles. Rather, it is rooted in the assurance that God is in control and that He is working all things together for our good. In the Gospel of John, Jesus Himself reminds us of this truth. He says in John 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." When we trust in God, we can have peace in the midst of the storms of life, knowing that He is our anchor and our refuge. One of the most beautiful aspects of letting God fight our battles is that it allows us to focus on our relationship with Him. Instead of being consumed by worry and stress, we can spend our time and energy seeking God's face and growing in our faith. As we draw near to Him, He promises to draw near to us. As it says in James 4, verse 8, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." When we prioritize our relationship with God, we find that our perspective on our battles begins to change. We start to see them through His eyes, and we gain a deeper understanding of His purposes and plans. We recognize that even the most difficult battles can be used by God to mold us, shape us, and transform us into the people He has called us to be. In the book of Romans, Paul writes in Romans 8, verses 28 to 29. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. These verses remind us that God is always at work in our lives, even in the midst of our battles, to conform us to the likeness of Christ. As we trust God to fight our battles, we also develop a deeper sense of gratitude and praise. We begin to see his hand at work in our lives, and we can't help but give him thanks and glory for all that he has done. This attitude of praise and thanksgiving is a powerful weapon against the enemy, as it says in Psalm 22, verse 3, "But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel." My dear friends, I encourage you to embrace the peace that comes from trusting God with your battles. Allow him to be your source of strength, your shelter in the storm, and your ever-present help in times of trouble. As you fix your eyes on him and trust in his unfailing love, you will find the courage and the strength to face any battle that comes your way. Remember, the peace that God offers is not a temporary or fleeting peace. It is a peace that endures through every trial and tribulation. It is a peace that comes from knowing that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, as the scripture tells us in Philippians 1 verse 6. So, take heart, my friends. You are not alone in your battles. The God of the universe is fighting for you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Lean into his love, trust in his plan, and allow him to fill you with the peace that surpasses all understanding. And let us now turn our attention to the victory that comes from making God your battle fighter. My friends, when we make the decision to let God fight our battles, we not only experience peace, but we also position ourselves for victory. The Bible is filled with stories of men and women who trusted God to fight their battles and saw him come through in mighty ways. When we follow their example and put our trust in God, we too can experience the triumphant power of his intervening hand. One such example is found in the story of King Asa, the great-grandson of King Solomon. When faced with a vast army of Ethiopian invaders, Asa cried out to the Lord, acknowledging his dependence on God's strength. 2 Chronicles 14 verses 11 to 12 tells us, "And Asa cried out to the Lord his God and said, 'Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you.' So the Lord struck the Ethiopians before Asa and Judah, and the Ethiopians fled." This story demonstrates that when we humble ourselves, acknowledge our weakness, and rely on God's strength, he can grant us victory over even the most daunting or intimidating enemies. God's power is not limited by the size of our army or the strength of our resources. He is able to deliver us as we trust in him. He can cause our enemies to be defeated, our obstacles to be removed, and our paths to be made straight. As it says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Another example of the victory that comes from trusting God is found in the story of King Hezekiah. When faced with the threat of the Assyrian army, Hezekiah prayed to God and sought his help. God responded by sending an angel who struck down 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in one night, causing the Assyrian king to retreat and ultimately leading to his downfall. 2 Kings 19 verse 35 says, "And it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses, all dead." This story reminds us that no matter how big or powerful our enemies may seem, they are no match for the God who fights for us. When we put our trust in Him, He can deliver us from even the most overwhelming odds and grant us victory in ways that defy human understanding. My dear friends, I want to encourage you to make God your battle fighter. Give Him your battles, your struggles, and your fears, and trust Him to fight for you. When you do, you will experience the peace and the victory that comes from knowing that the Lord of hosts is on your side. Remember, the battles you face are not just physical battles, they are also spiritual battles. As it says in Ephesians 6 verse 12, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. But take heart, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." As it says in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4, "When you make God your battle fighter, you are not just relying on your own strength, but on the strength of the one who spoke the universe into existence. You are tapping into the power of the one who raised Jesus from the dead and who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, as we are reminded in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. So, stand firm, my friends. Put on the whole armor of God. As the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6, verse 11, "And take up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and let Him fight your battles for you." As you do, you will witness the mighty hand of God at work in your life. You will see Him make a way where there seems to be no way, and you will experience the joy and the freedom that comes from knowing that He is your defender, your protector, and your deliverer. My friends, I encourage you to make God your battle fighter today. Give Him your battles, big and small, and trust Him to fight for you. When you do this, you will experience the peace, the victory, and the triumph that comes from knowing that the Lord is on your side. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you with a heart full of thanksgiving and praise. I lift your name high above all else. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Your wisdom is infinite, your power is unmatched, and your love knows no bounds. Lord, I praise you for your faithfulness, your steadfastness, and your mighty hand that fights my battles. You are the God who parts the Red Sea, who brings down the walls of Jericho, and who calms the raging storm. In your presence, enemies flee and mountains move. You are my defender, my shield and my strong tower. I stand in awe of your majesty and your sovereign rule over all creation. Thank you for being my warrior, fighting for me when I am weak and delivering me from every snare of the enemy. I exalt your holy name, for you alone are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness and blessings in my life. Thank you for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ, and for your promise of eternal life. Merciful Father, I ask for your forgiveness for any sins I have committed, whether in thought, word, or deed. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and renew a right spirit within me. I release any unforgiveness that I may be holding against others, as you have forgiven me. Father, I come before you today, surrendering my battles into your mighty hands. Forgive me for the times I've tried to fight my battles on my own. Thank you for helping me understand that I need you to fight for me. I trust in your power, your wisdom, and your love to guide me through every challenge I face. Give me the strength to let go of my own efforts and to rely completely on you. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my life. I bind every force of darkness that seek to steal, kill, and destroy, and I declare that they have no power over me. Lord, I pray for your protection over my mind, body, and spirit. Shield me from every weapon formed against me, and grant me your peace that surpasses all understanding. I declare healing over every area of my life that has been affected by the battles I have faced. Lord, restore my joy, my hope, and my faith. Renew my strength, and give me the courage to face each day with confidence in you. I pray for your blessings to overtake me, for your favor to surround me, and for your love to fill me. Lord, I lift up my loved ones to you today. I pray that you would fight their battles just as you fight for me. I ask that you protect them, guide them, and bless them in every area of their lives. May they too experience the peace and victory that comes from trusting in you. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, knowing that where two or more are gathered in your name, you are there with us. We declare victory over every battle we face, and we claim the healing and restoration that you have promised. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and empower us to live lives that bring glory to your name. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your unfailing love. We trust in your plan for our lives, knowing that you work all things together for our good. Give us the strength to walk in obedience to your will and the faith to trust you in every circumstance. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. We exalt your holy name and declare your glory among the nations. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.